Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Data analytics and SQL mastery for SQA professionals in the AEC industry. In this foundational stage, we will embark on an enlightening journey to understand the essential concepts of data analytics and the pivotal role SQL plays in managing data. By the end of this stage, you will have a solid grasp of data analytics principles and SQL basics, empowering you to make informed decisions in your projects. Main content. Introduction to data analytics. Let's begin by exploring what data analytics is. At its core, data analytics is the practice of examining data sets to draw conclusions about the information they contain. In the AEC industry, where decisions can have significant implications on projects, the ability to analyze data effectively is invaluable, whether it's assessing project performance or managing resources. Data analytics provides the insight needed to drive success. For example, a construction manager might analyze data from previous projects to identify which materials were most cost-effective, thereby informing future purchasing decisions. Importance of data in decision-making. Moving on, let's discuss the importance of data in decision-making. In today's fast-paced environment, data-driven decisions are more crucial than ever. For instance, consider a scenario where a project manager needs to allocate resources efficiently. By analyzing past project data, they can identify patterns and make informed choices that optimize performance and reduce costs. This reliance on data not only enhances accuracy but also builds confidence in the decisions being made. Imagine a situation where a team uses data insights to adjust timelines based on historical completion rates, resulting in a more realistic project schedule and improved stakeholder satisfaction. Types of data. Structured versus unstructured. Now, let's delve into the types of data. Data can be broadly categorized into two types: structured and unstructured. Structured data is highly organized, often found in relational databases where it is easily searchable. For example, project schedules and budgets typically fall under this category. On the other hand, unstructured data lacks a predefined format. This includes emails, project notes, and even photographs of construction sites. Understanding the difference between these types of data is crucial, as it influences how we approach data analysis. For instance, while structured data can be easily analyzed using SQL, unstructured data often requires more complex analytics tools, such as text analysis or image recognition software, to glean actionable insights. Overview of SQL. Structured query language. Next, we'll provide an overview of SQL, or structured query language. SQL is the standard language used to manage and manipulate relational databases. It allows us to perform a variety of operations, from retrieving data to updating records. For professionals in the AEC industry, mastering SQL can streamline data management processes and facilitate better project oversight. For example, by using SQL queries, a project manager can quickly obtain a summary of expenses across different departments, enabling them to track budget adherence more effectively. Basic SQL syntax and commands. Select, insert, update, delete. Finally, let's touch on some basic SQL syntax and commands. The primary commands you will need to know include select, insert, update, and delete. The select command allows you to retrieve data from a database. For example, you might use it to extract project timelines from your database. The insert command enables you to add new records, such as inputting data for a new subcontractor. The update command is used for modifying existing data, like changing the status of a project phase from in progress to completed. Finally, The delete command allows you to remove records that are no longer needed, such as outdated project plans. Understanding these commands will give you a strong foundation to start working with databases effectively and efficiently. Conclusion. As we conclude this foundational stage, it's essential to recognize the significant role data analytics plays in enhancing decision-making within the AEC industry. By grasping the basics of data, its types, and SQL, you are now better equipped to apply these concepts in real-world scenarios. Keep in mind that the journey into data analytics is ongoing, and mastering these skills will greatly benefit your professional growth. Reflection questions. 1. How can you leverage data analytics in your current role to improve project outcomes? 2. What types of data do you currently work with, and how might understanding their structure enhance your analysis? 3. How do you envision using SQL in your daily tasks to improve data management and decision-making? This concludes Stage 1. Thank you for participating, and I look forward to guiding you through the next stages of your learning journey.